Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everyone. It's Johnny B here. How's it going?
What's up, Johnny B?
You know, a little bit of a late last night, but it's good. Just got to celebrate a birthday with a friend, so I'm always happy about that.
Well, good thing about it, we can sleep later today.
Amen, brother.
I had a late night myself. Oh, well. Well, cool. Let's roll with this.
Let's roll, shall baby.
We? All right, man. Sponsors for today's show, we have Skeeter's Auto Service, Castaway Rods, the Belleville Meat Market, Boyd's One Stop, the CCA Star Tournament, Texan Roofing, Mainstream Marketing, and McLean Trailers. Those are our sponsors for today's show. We appreciate them, each and every one. All right, looking at weather. Galveston right now down on the island, it's 83 degrees. It's a little breezy this morning, you know, when I left T-Bay, so. But they are calling for south-southeast at only 10 to 15 today. Right now you could probably add about 5 to that. But 20% chance of rain is what they're calling for with partly cloudy skies, high of 88, maybe 89 or 90 down on the island. Should be in the mid-90s here on the high ground. And then tonight, 20% chance also. They're throwing that in there with partly cloudy skies, low of 81. Winds will be south-southeast 10 to 15. And then tomorrow the rain chances pick up. We go to a 40% chance of rain with morning thunderstorms, high of 87, and winds will be south-southeast 10 to 15, that old broken record. It's amazing we're getting these ruts, but we got some kind of little frontal boundary coming down towards the coast, so it's going to kind of give us a good chance of rain all through next week, so starting Sunday. So that's where we're ending up here with some kind of little weird front this time of year. All right, looking at tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions, by the way, so you can adjust accordingly to other parts of the bay system. We have two tides today. We have a low that just occurred after midnight. It was at 12:26 a.m. It was a negative 0.1, so you're going to have a real strong incoming this morning. A high at 8:46 a.m. It's a 1.2. Sunrise, 6:33 a.m. Sunset, 8:18 p.m. Our moon phase is 92%. Current conditions, the monitor here showing offshore 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have 86-degree air temperature with south winds at 13 to 16, barometric pressure 29.99 inches and steady, and 2.5-foot wave heights with a dominant wave period of 4 seconds. Galveston looks down at Eagle Point here, south-southwest at 11 to 15, and then at Morgan's Point up north end of the complex, it's south at 8 to 11. And water temps at both of those are almost 87 degrees this morning. Water is definitely warm. Hope anything doesn't build up in the bay. It's definitely warm enough to hold it. So there's our weather and tides, so good luck with that. All right, let's go up to Conroe. We'll start off with Richard Totch this morning, see what's going on with the fish dude.
Well, what's going
Richard?
On, Mickey?
How are you? What's
you
up?
No, I'm good, brother. You know, I'm good.
Oh, and I forgot to mention a couple of guys that were real influential and great people in the fishing industry. I don't know if many people nowadays probably didn't know Tom, but a lot of us, all the old-timers from back in the day, Tom Arnold that owned Bass and Bay Sporting Goods, he passed away. And he was our jumping minnow connection back in the day. He stocked them by the thousands, and we'd roll in there, and he goes, "What are you guys doing with all these jumping minnows?" We had so many big trout back then. We were breaking off 5, 6, 8, 10 topwaters a day with inferior line we threw back then. But we'd go in and buy them by the dozens, and he passed away. And then James Fox down in Rockport, I've known James a long time. What a great guy from the Rockport area. He was a guide down there forever. Had I think it was called Redfish Lodge. And
Yes, I remember
super
that
guy, James Fox. Yeah. He's gone too. So it's
good night.
one thing we're assured, we're all going to end up like that, and it's just a shame that some of us go earlier than others. It just the way it works.
There's no doubt. Absolutely no doubt. Well, man,
two great guys there.
Now, I guarantee you they are, because that Redfish Lodge, has been a lot of folks that enjoyed a lot of fishing down there. You know, I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I just coming up on the anniversary of my stepson's death, too, so I had the same thing. You know, it's just car wrecks. But, man, you know, one of them goofy things, you know, it's back in 2010 when I got that flesh eating bacteria. So 11 days into me sitting in the hospital with this, I have a 6-week stay out that my stepson gets killed in a car wreck. So that was a goofy thing, too. So, but it's one of them things. Now we're expecting twins with my son. So they should be here within the next week or so.
Well, that's cool. So, twins.
I know. The thing is, it's going to be a boy and a girl, and they're doing all the weights and measurements and stuff. It looks like the girl's a little bigger than the boy. So the boy's going to be a little grunt. So we're going to have to straighten him out and get him out.
Not until he grows up. Some of them that are born a little end up turning out being big boys.
I guarantee you they do. There's no doubt about that. So we're going to see how them twins come out here pretty quick. Because like I say, it should be within, it may be today. Who knows? I mean, it's getting that close. So it's one of them things. We'll get out there and get them run out here on this water is what we're going to do. There ain't no doubt about that. And then a buddy of mine, kind of off the subject a little bit. Buddy of mine was talking about his wife the other day. We were out bass fishing a little bit. He goes, yeah, I think I married Ellie Mace. I said, no. he said, yeah. I said, I just found one that was I thought I married Ellie Mace, Clampy, but I found one that was truly Ellie Mace. And I said, really? He says, yeah. I said, one of our neighbors or something like that had found a possum that had died. And you know how them possums have them babies in marsupials, so they got a pouch like a kangaroo where all them babies get in there. With all them babies were out there crawling around on the ground, starts grabbing them, putting them in her hair. And they start clinging in her hair, you know, because that's what they do. They cling on that hair and hold on. So she puts them all in her hair, walks in the house, starts taking care of them. Like, good night. Yep, Ellie Mae, that's for sure. Oh, goodness. I'll tell you what, it's just fun. Just being able to talk about all this stuff. And I saw a video of her out swimming with a horse. The horse was in the pond walking around with her daughter on the back, and then she's out there swimming, holding on the horse's tail, dragging around in the pond. So, okay, yeah. That's showing up outdoors, ass.
Yeah, that's
country's what that is.
Yeah, that's pure country.
You ain't kidding, boy. And I tell you what, these dang old fish are going crazy, too. Yesterday, we didn't stay on them dang catfish long and had. We didn't keep the 16 of them, but dang, every single one of them was three to five pounds, every one of them. I mean, it's like, you got to be kidding me. And we, like I said, we didn't sail them long. We won't try some crappie, and we got out there and gave them a shot. And I guarantee we had 8 or 10 bites, but just could not get them to hook up. I don't know why in the heck they're doing that. Because you could fill them out there, and I'm talking about 8 or 10 bites each. And there's just two of us out there anyway. So we just kind of... We hit my little culverts out there. I think I need to add a little bit more stuff to it. Them structures that I stuck in the water back in February. And there's some fish on the dang thing. I just can't get the suckers to eat. They want to lick on everything instead of eat it. And so, but that's all right. This morning, we're going to give them hybrids a shot and just everything under the sun. And them white bass tried to come up a little bit yesterday, but there's a bunch of little bitty rascals. I don't think they're much bigger than your finger, but we're sitting there crappie fishing on this one brush pile and just kind of sitting there looking around. You could kind of see them come up around you. I did have a couple of them hooked up at one time, you know, throwing those little speck rigs that I've been kind of making up and chunking at them. And that was the only time I ever got hooked up was one time. And I cast probably 40 casts, and you could, you know, they were schooling all around us, but I just didn't think they were big enough to do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, just... So, but the thing is, it's funny, when that south wind blows, you'll start seeing those white bass schooling on the top. And that north wind, you know, last week we had that north wind all week long, and they wouldn't come up on the surface at all. Now, you can still catch them down there. I know a lot of people are still catching them trolling and stuff like that. You can catch them on spoons and things when you find them on your depth finder. So, it's not real hard to catch them. It's just, I like seeing them on the surface. That's, you know, that's my favorite way to catch white bass. If you can see them schooling on the surface, I'd rather chunk at them than trawl through them, you know. Because that's, you can take a line and drop it out there with a, you know, a lot of people take a hellbender and a, well, a little tiny set of pet spoons and drag it behind it. You know, take the hooks off the hellbender and stuff like that and drag it around. They'll catch the heck out of them.
Right.
But... it's just boring to me. I like the excitement. I like the adrenaline rush of seeing all those fish jumping around you, and you just trying to get in there as quick as you can and catch them. You know, that's me. I'm just that adrenaline junkie. There ain't no doubt about that because I love it. And it's like these hybrids too. I can't believe they're still biting a little bit. They didn't do too good day four yesterday, but they did. You know, they did okay. So we had one or two kind of. Bite, got one in the boat and stuff like that, but I didn't stay on them very long either because it's getting dang hot. You know, when it gets hot out here and it gets still, you know, we've been talking about that for quite a while. If it gets still, it's just so hot you can't hardly take it. It almost makes it where you can't breathe.
Yeah, that's one thing about the coast right now. It stays breezy all day. It even gets you get farther into the day, the hotter it gets. I mean, and the windier it gets, so it. At least we have a breeze to keep us cooled off somewhat.
You know, and that's kind of strange because we're 60 miles off the coast, and up here you get, you know, what's been happening around 9 o'clock, it's the wind just slacks off, and then eventually it's going to die. Now, once, and it's weird, you'll see these, once you see a cloud pop up, then the wind will start again. But if it clears off and there ain't a cloud in the sky, it's going to be slick and hot. But once you see one cloud, that's all you need, one cloud, and it'll bring a little bit of wind. And it's just, I don't know why they do that, but they do. You see a cloud come up, here comes some wind, okay? That's fine with me. You know, because when it gets slick out there, I mean, it literally gets to where you almost can't breathe. I mean, it's that hot out there right now. So, but normally by that point, we're on our way back. Because we either got a boatload of fish or we just wore out and sweating so dang much, tired of it.
Yeah. Are you running two a day still, or have you backed off of that?
No. Memorial Day, I pretty much stopped all of that. Because it's, and one reason why, now, you've been at the coast and wade fishing and stuff with the ability to wade fish, whether you do or not, you can cool down. It's been probably 10 years ago around Memorial Day, I'd taken an afternoon trip, and I'd done it two or three different times during the same week, and it was hot, and it never clicked until then, but I had a couple of people almost have heat strokes on me, so I quit doing it in the afternoons after Memorial Day because it gets so hot. But what never clicked was people are driving, coming up to the lake, let's say from the Woodlands, that's 25, 30 minutes. Okay, so they're in their car at 72 degrees. They step out into 95, and then they try to go fishing there. It's no, you can't do it because they don't. Most people don't understand how to prepare for that heat. You need to drink a lot of fluids way before you even get to the water. I mean, you need to drink a lot, and then when you get there, you need to continue drinking them. And it's, you know, that's a lot of the things. People get in my truck and they go, dang, it's hot in here. I keep it on the outside air temperature most of the time. If I'm going to be out in it, like right now inside the truck, it's set at 80 degrees at 79 inch outside. I want my body acclimated to the outside temperature. I don't want it.
I rode to work on low this morning.
Well, hey, I tell you what.
Hey, hang on. Let me do a commercial break. I'll come back to you and you can get acclimated.
Right. There you go.
All right. I'll be right back with you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 419 in the Bayou City. Let's get back up to Conroe and finish up with Mr. Richard Totch. All right, Richard. the fish dude. What is up?
Not a lot. Yeah, right now it doesn't look like the wind's blowing at all, though. So that's going to be a kind of a different story this morning. We're going to see. Hopefully it'll pick up here in a minute. If it'll pick up just a little bit, then it'll keep us a little bit cool. Because I don't think there's going to be many clouds in the sky today. It ain't looking that way anyway.
No.
Yes. Yesterday it stayed kind of nice because the wind blew quite a bit. You know, it wasn't hard, but it started tapering off there about 10 o'clock, I guess.
Had enough breeze, huh?
Had just enough, and then had a little bit of cloud cover to keep it right. But once about 10 o'clock, it started getting hot. You know, like that's every day it's been doing the same dang thing. But it's not quite as bad as it was a couple of years ago. By 9:30, it's like we can't do this. It's just too hot because, I mean, it was slick every day for about 2 weeks. It just, I mean, slick as it could be out there. And when you start the morning off slick, it don't take long because the humidity coming off that water as that sun comes up is just like a sauna. I mean, and it's horrible. It's, you don't want to be in no sauna out here on the lake. But that's all right. You jump in, go swimming every once in a while, and that'll fix it. That'll fix it. Just one.
Yeah, jump in, go swimming, get Vibrio.
Well, that's the thing is, that's like that fella down there. I mean, I actually asked my wife if she wanted to go down there this last weekend since I didn't have a trip or anything because it's kind of the anniversary of when I got it. You know, like say as when I got that in 2010, it was the weekend after July 4th of 2010, and so that was the 10th, July 10th, somewhere along in there. That's when I got it. And that fella down there that got it by, you know, not getting in the water, running crab traps, he did exactly the same thing I did. The only thing I would like to ask his wife is, was him and, you know, see, like me and Captain Morgan were real good friends back then, and that's probably why I got it. I don't know if he had been drinking it at all, but I'm kind of curious about that because he had really similar situation to what I had, you know, where he never got in the water. He just ran those crab traps. Now, he had, according to his wife, his head had fallen in the water, and he put it on his head a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Now, that, I don't know if that may have done it or what. But, you know, he, like I say, when I was in 2010, when I got it, I was out there running crab traps. You know, just kind of having a good time, fishing a little bit, running crab traps. Just relaxing and not even getting in the water, just staying in the boat. And I got it the same exact way. So that's why I'm kind of curious about it, you know, because it's kind of weird. There were six of us on the boat. Out of the six people, I get it, you know. So it's one of them things, you know, just make sure you're very careful out there. I always use bleach and water or something like that out there, kind of dilute it down to where it doesn't burn so bad, or just straight bleach if you get a cut on it. It may help you, it may not. It helps my conscience knowing that I'm trying to do something, you know, to prevent it on me or anyone else that hears me talking about it, because it's not nice. I promise you, it's not very nice at all. One day they're going to cut my right leg off behind it. I mean, I know it's coming. It's just a matter of time. When they do, I'm going to get me a dang old wood peg, and I'm going to get me a patch and a pot.
Why do you think that's coming? What makes you think that?
Oh, it's coming. Mickey, I walked on my right foot where they did all that the graft and stuff like that. They used my left lat and sewed it to the bottom of my foot. The bottom of my foot was literally nothing but bone, and right now I'm still walking on bones. So it's, you know, it's eventually it's gonna happen. It's wore out my knee, it's wearing out my ankle. You know, it's just they're gonna do something to correct it. Oh, my foot's going to go. And if they did, I mean, well, I'm content with it because I'm happy. I can move around. A lot of people think because you're an amputee or whatever, you stop. No. I've already found out I can still move, and I'm going to continue to move. There's no way you can slow me down. Take every limb I got. I'll crawl there if I can. You're not going to keep me from going fishing. It's just not going to happen. So that's, you know, the thing is, once you kind of, if you're in a situation like I am, it may be 10 years, 15 years from now when they decide to take it, but eventually they will. And when they do, you know, I'm happy with it. I know I can move around. I know what I can do. my body is resilient, and that's what people don't understand. If you get it in your head, you get those negative thoughts that you can't, you won't. You can't do it because you've already got it in your head that you won't. You're not even going to try. And that's what I tell a lot of these kids out here on the boat. I can't use a reel like that. Yes, you can. Number one, can't shouldn't even be in the vocabulary. Because if you say you can't, you won't even try. So I just always. That's just me, brother. I can preach about that all day long. Because it's
some people are just negative Nellies, and other people are just too positive. I just try to ride in between. I just accept things for what they are, the inevitable, and just.
I hear you, brother. But I'm always going to be on the upper scale, I promise you, because if you will it to happen, it will. And I don't care what it is. If you think you can fly to the moon with your hands, you might be able to do it. Just keep trying. You get there.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I hear you, but I mean, the thing, like I say, is what I'm talking about. You got to try. If you don't try hard enough, you'll never know.
So I was listening to talk radio on the way in here in the middle of the night, and I won't name the station, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. Right. Some guy was on there arguing with the host that the lunar landing was all a hoax. It was all filmed in the deserts of Nevada or somewhere with stage lights and all that, and just
the world's still flat.
Yeah.
Just remember that the world's still flat too. I mean, that's the thing. You know, you get people that think that they're gonna. Jim Jones, Guyana. I mean, come on. You had them people believing everything. I mean, you get and they end up. What the heck? You know, you do all this goofy stuff. It is what it is. Take it for what you see. What happens every day. Don't add stuff to life. There's enough out there already. You don't need to create all that controversy about did we land on the moon. Who cares? That's the big thing. Who really cares? I want to know what we got in our own oceans. I mean, that's what kills me. We don't know enough about our own planet. Our oceans are so, there's so much down there that we don't even know about. And we know more about the dang moon and Mars than we do about our own dang ocean. That's what kills me. You know, I like knowing what's happening right here, right now. Let's see what's happening underwater.
That's what I used to like about Jacques Cousteau. That was one of my favorite shows growing up.
Sea Hunt. I guarantee you, Sea Hunt, Jacques Cousteau, all them shows like that, especially Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah, but Jacques Cousteau was a real deal. That was real research and... That was all good. Sea Hunt, that was just Lloyd Bridges looking good.
I know what I like that.
All fiction and all that.
I know. All right. But the thing is, you had to watch it all.
Now, well, I hope you catch some fish today.
We're going to, brother.
You're fired up this morning. If the fish are acting like you are, you'll be through by about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
I'll be through if I can get the boat in the morning and start jumping in.
Well, that'll work, too.
I guarantee you, boy, I'm ready for them this morning. It's just, I tell you what, these things are just crazy. When the white bass come up, like I say, I get excited when they come up on top. I want them to keep doing it because it's just so much fun catching them like that. You know, anytime you see schooling fish on the surface, I mean, my heart gets to pumping. That's times when you're throwing a bait cast, you're going to backlash every time. The first cast, you're going to backlash because you're going to see them jumping out there and try to chunk it so hard and they're, that's why I try to hand everybody a spinning reel. And a spinning reel that can't only backlash that and then they chunk it a mile. So that's the best part about them things. And if I can get set up right, they'll be all the way around the boat. And that's kind of what was happening yesterday. It's just them goofy little rascals. They wasn't big enough. So, and then one day I'm going to find me some dang bigger largemouth. I ain't found one yet. The other day when we went out, I caught one about 4.5, and that was about the biggest one I'd caught. So. But it's everything else is about 12 inches, 14 inches. It's like, dang, can't even get a keeper out of the lake. And speaking of that, I don't know. I hadn't kept up with that the Parks and Wildlife deal on whether they're going to change the length limit on largemouth on Conroe this year or not. And now last year they did a big survey on it because the length limit is 16 inches, and they're talking about taking it to the statewide 14.
It'll be September 1st when they make all the other changes, when all those come out in their handbook, so. We'll know then for sure.
Right, right. So I'm kind of curious about that to see if they're going to change that this year. Because, like I said, you know, they did do that survey last year, and the results were like 78 or 80-some-odd percent to go to the 14-inch limit.
Right.
So, but anyway.
So they want to reduce it from what it is now, 16 down to 14, is what you're saying.
Correct. See, yeah. In the 80s, whenever the largemouth
Right, when all the hydrilla and the grass cars and everything was ate up, they upped it to 16.
That and when they was restocking those Florida strain bass.
Yeah.
When they started stocking the Florida strain bass, they wanted them to get up to that bigger size limit so they would start producing the bigger fish as they grew. So, and now it's, you know, that's 30 years ago. So now it's time to legitimately bring it down and start kind of managing the populations of the smaller fish. Because you'll get overpopulated with small fish. It's a big pond, right? So
gotcha.
You take a little pond, do the same thing. Big-headed fish, nobody's.
All right, Richard. Well, I got to roll out of here, my friend. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come up and fish with you at Conroe.
All right, make anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
You got it. All right. Well, it's always a pleasure, Richard. You have a good weekend. Be safe out there. Take care of that foot, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right. See you, buddy. Take care.
All right.
All right. That's Richard Totch up on Lake Conroe. Good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
And there's two or three places like that.
That's
become
normal fishing for me then. I'm a struggler. The struggle is real. I struggle
the
all day.
The struggle is real
That's
over there.
It, man. I struggle all day.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
I remember a buddy of mine tied our surfboards down on my GTO and I was going through the Baytown LaPorte tunnel headed to Galveston and they blew off in the tunnel.
Oh no.
I didn't even go back. It was all a bloody mess back
yeah,
there.
I hear you.
I'm just glad that surfboard didn't go through somebody's grill.
Boy, yeah.
Just went on to Galveston and went to the surfboard shop.
They hunt and fishing all the time and it ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen. And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:36 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down to Matagorda now. Let's see what's going on with Captain Charlie P. Charlie Paradosky, good morning, my friend. What's up?
Morning, Mickey. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot, man. Not a lot. Did you stack you up a nice box yesterday, a big pile, buddy?
No. No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I did the day before. Wading, and I talked to this group on the wading, and they're rookies, and two of them women, and they all got in the boat with shorts on, and you cannot wade with shorts because of jellyfish.
That's it.
It's bad, real bad.
I bet.
And like the day before, we wore those fish out by 9 o'clock, and yesterday they weren't there. They moved.
Amazing.
And you
Steve
couldn't
Hillman
move.
Told me the same thing the day before where he had them shallow.
Yep.
Slicks boiling out of there, mullet flying out of the water. And he had a boat trip. He couldn't wait them. And he was dragging bottom fishing with topwaters and, I don't know, caught 16 or 18 good fish in there. He went back loaded for bear yesterday morning to wade fish. They weren't there. They just gone, just vanished.
Yep. I had That's been crazy. Catching them in this spot for almost a month, too. But,
wow. They knew the Oil Man's Tournament was coming.
Yeah.
They vacated the premises.
Yeah, but there was a lot of fish caught. You know, anybody fishing out there wade with croakers is catching
them. Well, yeah, you're throwing golden hand grenades. I mean, that's inevitable. They're going to catch them. That's a done deal.
Yeah.
That's like me running a trot line across the Trinity River. I'm going to catch them.
And I'm looking out the wind, and the wind looks stronger this morning.
It does. It was a little breezy at my house when I left this morning.
So, you know, the people in East Bay are struggling drifting.
Are they? Water's messed up with the wind. Yeah, I figured that.
So it's not easy. Nothing easy. A guy yesterday was out there with his dad in the first cast, caught a giant trout.
Uh-oh.
And he's entered in the Star Tournament and the Oil Man's Tournament.
Right.
They caught this fish at 7 o'clock in the morning. You couldn't weigh in the Oil Man's Tournament till 3. So they don't weigh that fish in till 3 o'clock, and it weighed 8.14. And then he went to the Star Tournament, because when you weigh that in, they keep it, you know.
Yeah, you got to do it last.
Yeah, 8.14, and caught it at 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, if that had happened
with
me,
that was over a 9-pounder when it was caught, I promise you.
Yeah, he should have beelined it in.
Yeah, because he's not going to win anything in the Oil Man's Tournament except pride.
A plaque.
A plaque or something. Hey, the Star Tournament, that'd give you a boat for that fish, buddy.
Yeah. I think what was leading it was an 8-11, wasn't it?
I'm going to pull it up right here. Where's my sheet? I got it right here. I just printed off new stuff. Upper Coast is an 8-3. There's only one weight in. Middle Coast, which was weighed in at Harbor Bait and Tackle down your way, is an 8-12. Jake Daniel caught it, so he's got him beat by 2 ounces.
Yeah, it's either 8-13 or 8-14, but it's going to be the new leader.
That's all that's going to matter.
That's taking a chance waiting that long the way that fish is.
Yeah, because, you know, if you don't ice that fish properly, remember in Troutmasters, Gordy used to just stress this on everybody, pack those fish in ice, not water and ice, but just pure ice, because you get no decomposition whatsoever when you keep them 32 degrees. But you let that fish start drying out, you know, he loses water weight and all that, and a fish that big, that could be 4 to 6 ounces of weight, and that's a lot.
Sure.
Especially in these tournaments nowadays with these digital scales. It comes down to, you know, we weighed in hundreds, and you remember there were several guys that happened to. They'd lose the big fish pot by a couple of hundreds. That's a weight of a dime, and just because they didn't take care of their fish.
Yeah. And this fish was just a little over 30 inches from what I'm understanding, and so he must have a big giant mullet in his belly.
Well, unless he just had some good shoulders on him, because, I mean, 30-incher over here in Galveston is going to go 9-plus for sure, even this time of year.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. My first 10 was only 30.5 inches. It was 10-2. And now that wasn't caught in the summer. Now, I remember that one, that 12 that my mom caught on marker 1 back in, what was that, 77. It was 33.5 inches long. Caught that fish in, you know, March or April, or even in November or December, how heavy that fish would have been.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord. And it was spawned out.
No doubt. But anyway, I thought the guy was a little crazy for waiting so long to weigh it in, but whatever.
Kind of like old Drawbridge Mosley that time. Remember that? Harry, I knew the guys that were fishing with him. They were good friends of me and Don Farmers, and they booked Mosley for the tournament. And he catches that fish like at 7:30 in the morning. Hey, I would have been at River Bend with that thing packed in ice, sitting on the cooler waiting for the scales to open. I said, take me in. I'm going to win the big trout pot. I think the big trout pot that weekend paid $10,000 for first place.
Yeah.
That was a money fish.
Let's see.
Because of the drawbridge.
Yeah, I remember the guy who won it. I think it was an 8-2 that won it.
I think it's Quit On It won that weekend, wasn't it?
No, it was. I sent the guy in there.
Oh,
Hilliard, Mike Hilliard.
Michael Hilliard won the big trout pot that weekend.
Because he fished with me the day before.
Right.
And where I was fishing, I said, no, y'all ain't coming in here to fish. This is where I'm fishing. But I said, go into Three Mile Lake. Y'all could drive down to it and maybe you can catch something in there. And he did. That's where he caught that fish.
Yep, Three Mile Lake. How about that? Yep,
sure did. It's all fishing, man. Every day is different. But we got some heavy crowds down here. I
bet you do.
I'm going to fish today and take about 3 days off and rest up.
Stir them with a stick, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a few texts from down that way yesterday and said, man, there was big dead trout laying everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's stupid. They're catching lots of 5, 6, 7 pound trout every day. Every day.
Yeah, there was a couple of eights caught in Galveston Bay, I heard through the grapevine yesterday, by croaker boats, but I don't know whether they were in the Star or not. I know they were fishing some little tournament out of Topwater. I think it was 25 or 30 boat tournament over there. One was caught in the bay, another one was caught at the jetties.
Well, West Bay's in good shape. West Bay's in good shape. There's a lot of fish over there. You know, I know Thursday all these fish that we caught were 2 to 4 pounders, solid fish.
Yeah.
And, all on bass sessions. And color didn't seem to make a difference. I thought I could get these people right down there yesterday and do the same thing. And no bueno.
Yeah.
No guarantees.
Short pants this time of year, it's nice in a boat, but it's not so nice wading in the water with all that stinging jelly.
No, you can't do it.
No. You can, but you'll pay the price, especially if you got hairy legs.
Yeah. And then we go back to the boat and start talking about Vibrio, and it really does everybody in.
Oh, yeah.
So. But they caught a bunch of little fish and had a good time. What the heck?
That's good. Were they fishing in the oil mans?
Yeah. You know, these people don't care about winning nothing. You don't get nothing but a plaque. They just want to go for a boat ride and catch a few fish.
Yeah.
Have a good time. They're more interested in drinking and eating in that tent at night.
The festivities.
Yes.
Sound like a Trout Master tournament. But those
no, were, that, there was that was, more drinking going on there.
You think?
think
there was more? Oh,
yep.
Man. And that was a priority. Drink at night and fish hard all day. Very competitive.
Yes, sir.
Golly, those guys were animals. Especially at Brew Crew Bunch, you know, Juarez and Clooney and all those guys. Good Lord. Remember Clayton... what was his last name?
Clayton, let's see.
Oh, man. Him and his bunch. He had all these groups, and they were hilarious. They were animals. Then you had your one-day guys. Not Clayton Dykes. Come on, man. It's been too long. Been 20 years.
In 20 years, but it was all done at the right time, man. That was a lot of fun.
Well, we stretched it out. I mean, it was a stop every month somewhere on the Texas coast. And everybody was there. Same guys.
Everybody. Yes, sir.
And there was about 100 of y'all that it was anybody's ball game. There was 100 of y'all that any one of y'all could. It was like a PGA golf tournament. Everybody was good and equal, and it just whoever walked into the best school stepped into the best fish and could back it up for 2 days in a row. That was it.
Yeah,
that was the hardest thing to do is get those big fish to bite 2 days in a row in the same place.
Yeah, that's always hard,
especially with lures. I mean, you can do it with croaks, but lures, those fish, you know how they are.
Yeah.
Don't have to tell you anything.
No.
You've been there, man. You know the drill.
Well, we're going to see what we can do today, Mickey.
All right, buddy.
Wrap this up.
Well, I wish you the best.
Goodbye, all mans.
You got the same people or you got a different group?
No, I got the same ones ahead of yesterday, but I got to keep them in the boat today and see what I can do for them.
All right, well, we'll put them on some drum.
Yeah, I take them.
Heck yeah. All right, man. Well, Charlie, somebody wants to come down and fish with you. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
My cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, bud. Well, I wish you the best today.
All right. Well, y'all have a good weekend.
Keep that chin up, buddy. Be positive. All right, Charlie. See you, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right, Charlie P. Man, a lot of memories around that guy for years and years. From the old days in Trinity Bay till nowadays. Charlie's been there and done it. A lot of fun. Yeah, though. All right, let's go down to G-Town. Let's get started with Plog, and we'll just take him through the break and come back with him in the next hour. Let's get it started. James Plog, Silver King, the man in G-Town. What's up on Tiki Island this morning, other than the wind?
Well, I ain't even been outside. I'm watching Open.
You watching Open? I am, too. I got it on.
Yeah, I think it comes on at right about
4 in the morning.
Get up, ain't it?
This morning it was 3:30. It was on when I got here, 3:30.
It looks like all the leaders and stuff, they're not teeing off till like 9, though.
Yeah, 9:30, 10:30, all that. All the big boys, ones that are lead.
Bubba was playing, Graham McDowell's.
Yeah, those are all the guys that barely made the cut.
Barely made, yeah, they're all even, one over, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They barely got in.
Time takes to walk outside. Let's check her out.
But what's that old saying of yours, rather being a has-been than a never-been?
That's a fag jack.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I got to get me a boat that's got a deck, though, bud. I got to get me a different boat.
It's got a deck. What do you need a deck
for?
Yeah,
a deck in the front. You can't get your dead stuff out there unless you got that deck.
Oh, you mean to do your death ring shots on the front and everybody stand in the water behind them and then somebody stand on the console and photograph
it? Exactly. I'm going boat shopping today.
Oh, boy.
It's blowing about 14, maybe.
Yeah. That's what I
thought.
How
you telling me I'll figure it, Kroger? You never see no rods or reels or lures, just a bunch of old dead fish on the front of a boat.
No.
Yeah. Ain't no fish in the canal. Ain't no fish in the lights either. This morning, there's one little old fish over here. A few baits, like maybe one sand trout.
Well, you were gonna think about going offshore this weekend, weren't you?
I'm broke down. They didn't.
Are you?
C-Star had to build my steering ramp. I lost my steering coming in, and it's the ramp. And C-Star had to build it. I ain't going to get it till Monday. Yeah, I lost both days.
Oh,
today
man.
And Sunday.
That's not good.
Ain't nothing you can do about it, brother. I was like, man, Casey, am I going fishing? He went, well, and I've learned enough from all them hospitals and stuff. When you say anything starts with well, that's a no.
Yeah,
you know, you replace well with no.
That's it. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know.
That's a no. But anyway.
How did you get in with no steering?
What happens was it's under pressure. It the ram is whatever's inside, it's not leaking. Like when you're under pressure, like let's say 25 knots, if you want to turn to port and you want to come back and go to starboard, it won't turn. You got to pull it back.
Oh.
So if you put the rudder straight.
Oh, I see. If it's got any torque on it, it won't allow it.
Exactly.
The inner seals are blown in there. So if any pressure, I got you. I know where it's at.
That is, you're dead on. That's exactly what happened. In that particular ram, we thought he was going to have it. I mean, I've been, Casey's been on it for me trying to get it. And I had a couple other issues, but they didn't have it in stock. So they were going to have to build it. So I ain't going to get it till Monday.
Well,
Then it ain't like I can go
bust out another 1,000.
Oh, yeah, that's constant. But, you know, like I say, it ain't like I can go bar boat and go fishing what I was going to do. But I did talk to Casey, and my buddy Ryan Doxy, he's on the Amigo. I don't know if he's running or not, but they've caught 4 blues. They released 3, and they whacked one that was 116. So I think they caught 4 yesterday. There's some fish being caught out there right now.
And what event is this?
Well, the Texas Billfish Classic is right now.
Oh, is it? Okay. You know,
he moved the dates. This is supposed to be Poco weekend. Of course, it was gone. So he moved that tournament to this weekend. And then some buddies of mine, Ryan Doxy and Brian Phillips, Casey, they started this called the No-Go Poco. And it's just a brown bag, 100% payback.
Oh, okay.
10 grand a boat. But there's like 16 boats in it. So if you win it, there's your 160 grand just so you can fish both tournaments. So right now, Ryan's got 160 grand sitting on the deck.
That's good.
Just in that one little tournament.
Well, here, hang on. Let me go ahead and do my top of the hour break, and I'll come back to you, and we'll talk some more, because I was going to ask you some questions about the Poco anyway. So hang with me, Plog. Get you another cup. I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't going nowhere. All right, man.
Nah, I ain't going nowhere.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.